owners of those companies on your podcast be like, let's talk about tampons. How'd you come up with these names?
Let's tampon this out. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay.
We're just going right. to let it overflow into the story.
No,
of
dude, that's
business.
What I love. That's what I'm saying. It's all about being able to, like, take some business anecdote and then make it ours. You know?
It's fun.
You want to know what entrepreneur, I swear to God. Think about this, bro. The entrepreneur that I love the most.
Let's hear
can
it.
You guess who it is?
Gary Vee or Jana?
The guy whoever the fucker was who sold people bottled water.
Bottled water?
No.
Wait. Let's go back to that when the guy came up with the idea. Dude, water's free, bro. I get it at the tap.
Absolutely. And then you go, no. I'm going to put it in a plastic bottle.
Ew.
Wrap a piece of paper around it.
No.
And sell it for profit.
No one's going to buy that.
Except they do.
Really?
This is the great... bottled water may be the greatest invention. Quenching active thirst since 1894. Whoever that
probably
fucking charlatan was.
Wait, did that bottled water came out in the 1800s? I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's probably untrue.
It's like a made up fact for the bottle company. No, I swear it was like 1847. You know, we were helping them make the railroads and plastic bottles.
Well, then it was glass bottles.
Yeah,
the margins weren't as good.
But you know, but they out. If that's the case, they outran the ice companies before refrigerators or ice companies. Did you know
before
that?
Refrigerators were refrigerators.
Bah, bah, bah.
Before Frigidaire was around, you know.
Fair enough.
Okay, all right, guys. This is not boring business, and I'm telling you, I've had an awakening. I'm woke now.
Woke up, baby.
I'm woke. One thing. This is the master. I'm pressing the master reset on the Not Boring Business podcast.
Reset.
You could be my button guy. You know, like when Jim Cramer like pushes buttons, you could be the button guy.
Yeah.
100%.
Many things will.
So just add some sound effects and some artificial laughs.
They might be real laughs.
No, hopefully they're all real. Okay. So Holly, my loving wife, said to me last week, she was like, after the last few episodes that you've done and guests that you've had on, and no offense to the guests, right?
No offense at all.
Dude, you guys are great guys and gals.
We love you guys.
You've all created businesses, but some people just don't have the personality to get behind a microphone.
Ooh, where's the charisma?
Do you know what I mean? Missing charisma, missing.
I don't know where it is.
So, but dude, this is what's funny, is she said to me, and this cut me deep, because we're both fans of Gary Vee.
Gary Vee, man.
And
he's awesome. He's super authentic,
Yeah. And she said to me, after listening to the last few guests that you've had on your podcast, I get why Gary Vee is Gary Vee.
Mm.
Because he has something that other entrepreneurs don't have that create content. And that's like a fucking personality.
Well, wait a minute, that your wifey's saying like, no, she's not saying you don't have that. She's saying
you need to just go at this yourself.
Hey,
because guess what? You have this thing, and people constantly tell you. And she feels that I'm holding back in almost every episode.
Okay, that's a big thing we should touch on today.
Right.
I think
so. Like, this episode is the fucking warning episode, the reset. If you're offended by the word fuck, unfucking subscribe to this business podcast.
This shit's a warning, y'all.
This is, I'm telling you, I don't care if five people listen to this. One, we have more like 500 to 1,000 people that listen to this per episode.
Nice.
And my hope is that these people love it enough to share it, right?
Right.
But you're not going to share something that's fucking mediocre.
I don't think so.
So when you're bringing on, and listen, the guests' accomplishments are not mediocre, right? Like, they've accomplished great things.
Right.
But like,
not to downplay that.
Dude, everyone does a show where they have some fucking guest on, and the guest comes on and says, hey, here's how I did this.
Right.
You can do it too, and here's my advice. What's fucking, it's still boring. She's still sitting there in her car on the 405 going, just like,
where's the Jeremy I know?
Yeah, right. That's exactly
what
she's
saying.
Where is the Jeremy I know? And now she's getting two Jeremys.
That's right.
So anyway,
double Jeremy.
This podcast now is going to become my cathartic exercise.
That's awesome.
It is stressful as fuck being an entrepreneur, being a CEO, being a founder. And this was supposed to be my outlet to handle that stress. You know what I mean? Like, I went to the doctors like a week ago. And at one point, the doctor stopped writing stuff down because he goes, "You're a poster boy for stress. You work days a week.
Yeah.
7 days. I got a TV in the office." And this is funny. Holly will love this. I got a TV in the office.
Flat screen, of course.
Flat screen, always. It's only $300 though.
Not bad.
So,
not bad.
Whatever. Good deal. And we got Holly a computer so awesome. That she felt awesome and adventurous coming to the office on the week. So she had shit to do when we came in here and worked. Do you know what I mean? On the weekends.
Right, right.
So like for me, the least I can do, this is for me and this is for Holly to enjoy her time during her fucking commute.
There you go. And you know, did the doctor say, "Hey man, I think what will help with your stress is just be more you on your podcast." That's probably was his prescription. Was that part of it?
His prescription was, dude, you need to be yourself on your podcast.
This is a good doctor. This is a good doctor.
This is the kind of doctors I go. These are the kind of doctors you'll find in Hollywood. You know what I mean? The doctors that are like, "You know what you need to do? Just fucking turn the camera on."
I'm telling you.
And fuck it. This is cathartic.
People need to hear you. And maybe not see you as a podcast, but that, you know, they need to hear
people
you.
People need to hear. I really believe that people need to hear what I have to fucking say. Like,
let that shit out.
I'm telling you, this here, the fucking warning episode, we're resetting this bitch. This thing is going to be all out a caricature of my business personality.
Love it.
Like,
love it.
I'll never mention names. I'll never mention exact scenarios. But these are all things that I think are kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you'll never find this kind of business podcast. I want people to go, dude, this fucking podcast, like, dude, he talks about business shit and like people taking equity and all this other crap.
Right.
Again, I don't care if people did that with me. Just leave my name out of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like, you'll eventually get, if the shoe was on the other foot, what would you want people airing your shit? No, fucking air my shit. Don't say my name or my company. I won't do that.
Right.
So if people are want to do business with me, I'll never, like, don't be a fucking idiot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, and you said it's your shit, so you don't want to feel like you're holding back just because you have a guest or whatever, right?
That's what I mean.
Be able to be you. Because I imagine that's part of the reason you're an entrepreneur, to fucking sink into who you are, no?
That is so good. Dude, you're so good. That's why you're the co-host.
There you go.
Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this up fucking right.
Oh.
I promise you I won't edit all your stuff out.
Please don't.
Okay,
I'm cool with it.
But, dude, this is, like, I've tried so many other things to combat my stress. Mm. I've tried meditation. And I was watching, Holly and I were watching Gilmore Girls.
Well, that's a stress release right there.
Dude, 100%. Listening to Lorelai. I'll be honest, I've
never seen it. Is it, like, really, does it touch your heart?
It does.
Does it connect with your high school girl inside of you, Jeremy?
A little bit. Except, like, it's more like I'm connecting with my wife's high school girl inside of her. Because that's when she watched it.
That's sweet.
You know? But still, we're watching this, and she was like at one episode, it was the Year in the Life one, I don't know. And she was like, I'm tap dancing. She was tap dancing in the living room or whatever, the kitchen. And her mom was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, I've tried to do so much stuff, meditate, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a fucking wake up to me.
Maybe you should tap dance as well. Is that what you're saying?
I thought about that, and then I thought, I had a guy in here tap dancing once. I had a guy in the office tap dancing, and it hurt my ears.
This doesn't look like the proper floor to tap. And I agree, it would probably annoy me. He brought in
the tap square.
Wow, that guy's
and he started tapping.
Committed. I feel like I've seen him on Hollywood Boulevard.
That guy's up. He's the guy across the street.
The guy dressed like Sunset. Superman with tap shoes now.
With tap shoes, just tapping away, and I'm like, this whole time I'm like, oh my, this hurts my ears.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And this is semi
soundproof so to
room.
Speak.
Yeah. Right.
But so I feel like your point was that it's hard to find ways to unveil and get rid of your stress. Is that what
Absolutely.
You're trying to say?
And this is my, this is needs to be my outlet.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never throw anyone under the bus, but I swear to God, I could see this choo-choo train coming down the line. I'm telling you right now, if I don't get this shit out, one, I'm going to die of the stress, right?
We don't want that.
Or I'm going to hold it in, and it's going to come out on my employees.
You don't want that.
And then in my marriage. So, like, and Holly, it's going to ruin. No. No one wants that shit, Germ. So, like, I'm telling you, this is going to be my craft and my outlet. If this is just for my ears, your ears, and Holly's commute, dude, I am fine with that. 100%.
No, but I think that's awesome, because if you're owning it more, doing what more feels natural to you, being more authentic, I think you'll get more listeners anyway.
Do you think I'm more an authentic guy? Do you think I'm authentic?
I'd say so. And I think if this is making more sense to you to do the podcast this way from here on, or even just at least partially, and that's more true to who you really are.
I've got to be.
Then you got to be you, right?
Dude, I know the only reason I've ever won in life is being myself.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, and myself sometime is, dude, I tell jokes, and I was on a podcast, Todd Uderstate's podcast, From Founder to CEO.
Okay.
And he was like, dude, you need to do stand-up comedy. And you need to do... And I'm like, all this stuff is just like embellishments or like jokes and humor. Because if I don't use jokes and humor to cut through the daily stress of doing what I'm doing...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm already getting like gray like everywhere. I know I'm stressed beyond belief.
Okay, it looks mostly
you're
brown.
Kind, you're kind. Well, we don't have the lights on here.
Fair enough.
So there you go. But like, if I don't... I need to have this as an outlet, and like just thinking maybe, oh, someone is hearing. It's like it's therapeutic.
Yeah, no, that's a little bonus kind of, right?
Yeah, right.
And no, it's awesome because so many people don't have that type of thing, whether they have a job or even their own business. I don't think they're trying to tie in something that can unleash some stress by expressing themselves.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
You're right. Not to mention how much these microphones were, and I never get to use the second one, so having you in here is like... Dude, it's releasing stress.
You haven't been, when you had a guest, they're not on this mic?
Sometimes, like I had Chris Guillebeau from the $100 Startup on.
Right, right.
He was in Portland. We just did it over like software.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So like
cool.
And I prefer people to be in because it's more of a real thing going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, it's like, it makes me think of movies when people act in person with people. It's different from when they're looking at a green screen, like, oh my God, this is crazy. And
this?
They're not really there. But then they pretend. And they still might win an Oscar, but it's nice in person.
Right. Yeah.
That's my point.
Oh, speaking of Oscars, did you see that they just added a new category?
No. What is it? If you remember,
I'm just popular, most popular movie or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's a...
Like People's Choice kind of thing?
No. Well, they don't want to call it People's Choice, right. But it's like Outstanding Popular Movie or something like that. That's what they called it.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I did not know that.
And obviously they're going to... I mean, it's clear what the best movie, most popular movie is this year. Do you know?
I'm just going to throw it out there. I didn't see it. Deadpool 2? No?
No, I want to say, dude, Black Panther probably.
Fair enough. I think I felt like that came out last year for some reason because it was towards the beginning of the
February.
Year. Yeah.
Yep.
But it was a good one.
Yeah, I know. It was good. So, dude, I'm telling you, this feels so good already.
Unleash it, baby. Who needs stress when you got your own? I mean, being an entrepreneur is stressful enough, right? Don't people sometimes talk to you that don't have a business and they act like it's easy running
right,
your own business?
Have
you ever had that? It's like, no, it's something I feel like I have to do. And there might be some awesome stuff tied to it, but I feel it.
So many people come to me, man, and they have this romantic view of what entrepreneurship
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly.
And I literally go, I can't wait till that guy gets punched in the metaphorically mouth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because it's going to happen. I have been abandoned by like 12 or 13 wannabe fucking co-founders. Mm. Fuck you. Mm. Like now I can sense the fucking bullshit.
Okay.
Right off the bat. And I consider myself this. You want to know what one of my greatest strengths is? You want to know this? What I use in business meeting? No. That's a good one. But like, I've got so many little skills, like ancillary skills.
Not to brag, but let's hear more about them.
So, like, personality mirroring.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
So, like, if you can truly be a chameleon, with someone and you go, hey, I feel this with you. And like, you can joke back and forth with that fucking asshole. And you just like, oh, great. This guy either wants me to secede and I have no pride right now. You know what I mean? Okay. So I'll be what that person wants me to be in that moment.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a huge skill. I think I naturally have that too, or I've figured out how to do that more. And somebody might say, oh, that's you trying to maybe consider that as manipulation. No, I think it's you trying to connect with a person more on this level that they're not maybe
that's what I do
aware of as much, but it's about connection. No,
yeah, yes,
maybe more out of that for you. I don't know,
it is about the real true I think you get closer to a person the faster you elevate small talk to medium talk.
Oh, I like the way you said that. Yeah, because it's like, you know, if you can communicate on their level, so to speak, using some of their terminology or whatever, And yeah, it's a small thing, but it can be a big thing.
Do you want to know how I started off? Are you ready for this?
No,
I started off a meeting yesterday with a guy, and I said, "Oh, I'm an open book. I'll tell you how many times I had sex this week." I did.
Did he ask you, well, how many?
Are you ready for this? Closed a $10,000 sale.
Really?
100%. Two and a half hours later.
Nice.
$10,000 sale.
Nice work.
That's the shit I'm talking. That's why this motherfucking podcast is called Not Boring Business. Because no one's going to tell you when you feel out a conversation to say, at no point should you say, I'll tell you how many times I've had sex this week.
Warning. That's okay. You can do that.
What? What? That's great that you do that. You're adding so much value already.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. It's easy when I got someone like you I'm playing off of. But no, I love that, dude, because it makes me think of like transparency and just being comfortable with, hey, this is who I am. You want to know about when I clip my toenails or whatever the fuck random shit I want to share with you? That'll help put you at ease. And then boom, 10 grand. You can put it in the Stripe account or whatever you want to do.
Yep. Right. Oh, you want to do this? Oh, sure. You want to, like, all my tricks and trades and everything else. It's like, dude, to be completely honest, I've also lost a $30,000 sale because I said motherfucker in a meeting.
Yeah,
I said, no, and I didn't call out anyone or do anything. This is exactly my terms. Ready for this?
I said,
I want to start a motherfucking revolution.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
And they said, they heard, oh my God, he says motherfucker. That's very offensive to my mom or whatever, right?
We're just a bunch of fucking asshats. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
Like,
they're ass clowns, whoever that was.
100%. Their fucking ass is painted like a clown right now. Oh, fucking honk their nose, that fucking clown ass.
That was more like a duck, but yeah,
duck clown. It works. Anyway, I did, and I felt remorse. And you want to know what?
Oh, really?
That's a terrible feeling to have in business. When you look, and I'm telling you, I have won more jobs than I have lost because I've been myself.
I love that. And let me ask you this. Do you think if you'd have held back from saying motherfucker to that customer and had them, would they have been more of a pain in the ass than your average client? It's possible.
Whoa.
It's possible. Good. Right?
And not only, it doesn't mean that I would have closed them.
That's a good point,
too. So, like, I don't want to deal with prudes all day long.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not the one who ostracizes it. You're telling me I'm bad for swearing. Oh, what's wrong? It's not a sin, Christian. No. It's not a sin.
No.
You just don't like the way it comes across your ears?
Yeah, it's just a word if you interpret it as...
Now, I admit, I say fuck as a comma, and I bridge it in anywhere I can.
Well, shit, that's fucking crazy.
At the same time, though, like, I never direct it toward people. So, like, I have a rule here at Not Boring Business with everyone and all the employees.
Let's hear it.
You can swear as much as you want, but, like, use your judgment around clients.
Right.
And... never, ever in any circumstance use cussing or swearing to intimidate or harass people.
I think that's a good rule.
The only rules. So
yeah,
like,
simple.
It is my pure authentic want to do that. And sometimes, like you, we get along, we riff very well, as probably is palpable on this episode now. But dude, when people get on here and I then can't be myself.
Right.
I'm locked in a fucking box, dude.
But you know
I'm locked.
You know what makes me think of Jeremy is how you have that natural ability you want to connect in that, as you said, chameleon sense. You want to like gel with their personality type. And I've had this issue too, where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to gel with them, but then I'm like stifling myself because they're a little bit more reserved and more like, oh, I'm in a box of like just thinking about the numbers and the gray area. There's no gray. You know what I mean? And right. then it's like, oh shit, this is, let me go talk to someone else. But if you're forced yep. to talk to them on your recording, it's a little challenging, no?
Dude, they clam up because it's, if you're, think about how much people clam up in regular meetings.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When there's only maybe one or a couple people around.
Right. Or when you have 500 to 1,000 people listening to this record, and you're like, and they know that.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Oh my God, they're listening.
they're listening.
Who are they anyway?
Who are they?
Whoever you are, I love you.
Dude, I don't know. I'm thinking this is, I already can tell 20 minutes into this thing that it's like, the fucking,
20 minutes has gone by already.
I'm going to send people. I'm going to send guests. So you want to know how big this podcast is getting?
Let's hear it.
I got my first couple emails in the last 2 weeks about agents. Agents from agencies have been reaching out to get their people that they represent on the podcast.
Humble brag. That's awesome, dude.
Right?
Very cool.
So like I go, fuck it. I'm going to send that fucking agent this warning. I'm going to send everyone this warning episode.
Right.
And says, listen.
If you feel more this is you,
yep.
let it out.
Right. If you don't like this episode, don't email me about your guests. Because like I'd rather go on with this, no guests. Guest free.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because then it's like actually your shit, which is right. what you're trying to do more. Granted, you probably, you're cool with guests.
When people tell me, well, what makes Not Boring Business not boring? Hey, go look up the warning episode.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to episode 22 yeah. and go to the fucking warning episode. Warning. All caps.
All caps. Stop being boring.
Meanwhile, I'm hitting buttons right now. Like, I just want everyone to know. You're the guy from,
Police Academy. No, Police Academy. I don't have that guy's skills.
You knew what I was going though.
I did.
Yeah. But anyway, this is what I believe makes everything not boring. Like, this is actually how I conduct myself in business conversations.
I love that.
Which makes me think one thing, again, just because this might as well be a warning show and it's only been 20 minutes. So, like, we'll cut this off at 30 because I don't want to fucking bore people. Oh, well, this is interesting. But still, I don't want to, like, I still want to keep people's attention.
Totally.
And leave a little for later. Totally. But, like, when people tell me, oh, dude, that's how you conduct yourself in a meeting? And I'm like, what is professionalism anyway? You're not
exactly.
being a So, dude, I respect the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
Always. You always have my respect.
That's a lot of respect when you respect the fuck out of them.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? It
totally is.
When you respect the fuck out of someone, it cuts. I want respect to cut just as much as fuck does. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I love that. And you know, and... You bring up an interesting point about professionalism, right? Because I think there's some broadening of it. You see at WeWorks and these different places, people that are professional, but they're wearing t-shirts, they're more casual. And I think that's awesome, but I think there's still a bit of this box people keep themselves in. They're like, oh, I gotta wear a tie and I'm professional because I'm wearing this suit. And
yeah.
then they have to, oh, I have this idea of how I have to act in this meeting. And then you're always holding yourself back. And that's why, you know, people aren't embracing who they are as much as you're doing right now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, and I don't think that, isn't that a boring way to go through life?
I'd say
like,
so.
Dude, you should wear a suit for this. Like, oh, yeah, you tell me, I always look presentable. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look like a buffoon or like a homeless guy. I don't look like the homeless tap dancer on fucking Hollywood Boulevard. I come into work and I'm fine. Right now it's just hot because I'm wearing shorts. But like,
fair enough.
I look clean.
Yeah,
I'm clean. I wear a polo shirt if I need to wear a polo. Like I went to the meeting yesterday and I had a polo shirt on or whatever. But like, I'm rarely in business casual. When I go to the fucking Oscars, I guess I'll wear a fucking tie and
there you go.
Like a tux.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Or like totally. I had to wear a tux to like the Entrepreneur of the Year Awards thing.
Yeah,
like that was fine. Like I'm always willing to play. I'd like to play dress up.
Right.
I'm costuming.
Fair enough, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I like to once in a while, but I don't want to all the time wear the three-piece suit and all that stuff.
I don't want to wear a suit everywhere I've got to go.
No.
And like, it just, going back to our point, Like, what is professionalism? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Why does having a suit on in a meeting make you more professional? Like, I really, what is it? Cultural? Like, oh, the Chinese hate if you do this, if you don't do this.
Right.
It's like, one, what? Well, like, it's just historical then.
Yeah.
It's just me going, well, it's the same answer. This is the way we've always done it.
Exactly.
Which is cultural or historical. That is a horrible way to do business.
Yeah.
If I told you as an employee, if you told me as a fucking business owner, if you told me, well, Jeremy, this is the way we always did it, you're fired.
Right.
I'd fire you.
I love that. But you bring up a point of like everything business, everything is evolving in our country, in our world now, right? So why can't the view of professionalism, and I think it is slowly but surely, because even just doing a podcast and having your type of business, what was that, max 10 years ago that it even became possible, right? This is all
absolutely
new stuff.
Absolutely, right.
So what's wrong with being new about the way you bring yourself
100%.
To your meetings or whatever?
I would love anyone to say, dude, you don't wear... Who... Dude, it's the fucking charlatans and crap that wear suits to casual events.
Right.
Or wherever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, those are the people you want to look out for.
They're trying to overcompensate most
right.
likely.
For something.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I'm not going to a networking event. I'm staying away from anyone in a suit at a networking event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't
I mean,
fucking come
like you
up
said,
to
if
me.
It's a big thing like the Oscars or whatever, it's one thing. But yeah, if it's just some random little event.
If we're all in fucking suits and dude, trust me, you're sticking out for some reason and it's either good or bad, but then you just go down into the fucking deep. If you're a person who dressed like me and you're all in suits, you're gonna stick out and you're gonna like, but I'm sticking out because it's truly what I am.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Unlike that person in a suit who's probably just trying to sell you socks or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think he had belts too, but yeah.
Oil.
Snake oil. Oh, yeah. I hear that's not worth the money, but okay.
It's about the same time this water came out in 1894. That's where he's popped out. He's all in the old-timey suit.
Hey, guys, I got a great invention for you. It's called bottled water. See? You're going to love it.
There's oil under it, this building. See?
You like oil? I got plenty of it.
Okay, so that's it, man. That's it.
Awesome.
Like, I'm telling you, this is the new... wake up, people. Like,
wake up.
Wake up, San Francisco. Remember that from Full House?
Oh, man.
That
vaguely.
Was Danny Tanner's show.
Danny Tanner.
Remember Danny Tanner?
I do. I was more into Uncle Jesse because I thought he was awesome, but that's a whole tangent.
Well, why did you think... like, think about that. Why did you... because he was the cool person.
He was the cool guy. He was the best looking dude.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
So, I'm telling you, this podcast is meant to be my cathartic experiment.
Let it out.
I'm going to be a caricature of myself. These are things that I will embellish that I think. Don't fucking take anything so personal. Like, if you're going to take everything personal, like that I'm doing here, it's like, this is my stress exercise. So I'm going to point every motherfucker that ever says he doesn't like this to this warning episode or go, "Oh, you said this on your podcast." I'm a nice guy.
He is.
Toot, toot, horn. I'm tooting my horn. I'm a nice fucking... I have this saying on my wall. I consider myself... I didn't write this, by the way, but I did say this. I consider myself the fairest of them all. I'm a fair motherfucker. I'm a fair guy. I always give people a fair shot. Like, I don't care. Like, I love business. I love building relationships. So fuck
awesome.
You if you don't like my podcast and I say fuck more than I... don't judge me because I say fuck. You want to know what's funny? I'll close this out with it. Barack Obama said in an episode in some magazine or whatever, he was questioned, what's the difference between you in front of the cameras and you behind the cameras in the Oval Office or whatever? I'm paraphrasing. He goes, there's a lot more cursing in the Oval in the private. And I'm like, okay, I just curse in public. That's fine.
Right.
I don't need 40 million people to love me.
Totally.
If I could find 400,000 people that would download this podcast every time because they thought similarly or they just thought it was interesting.
Right.
The one thing I don't want to take a shot at is this podcast being fucking boring.
Right. Or it just super deep, broad, dude. Right? Because what you just said is about getting specific to who you are, which is going to, boom, draw more people to you.
Yep. Right. That's, I hope. And then again,
makes sense.
I don't give a shit. Like, if I put it out there and it falls upon deaf ears, great. This is my cathartic experiment.
There you go.
And this helps me relieve stress because I get to be a caricature of myself.
Love it. I love it.
Anything else on your side?
Just say that I hope people take this warning and really let it sink in. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Let yourself say fuck once in a while. It's okay.
Yeah. I'll say it. Or if not, I'll say it for you enough on this podcast. So thank you guys so much. This is the warning episode, not boring business. You know what? You're welcome.